Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we're reading in the fourth canto, chapter 28. Paranjana becomes a woman in the next life, and today we're on text 24. That's correct? So 4:28:24. Please repeat. Purim Vihaya Upagata Uparudha Bhunjangama Yada Tam Eva Anu Puri Vishirna Prakritim Gata Purim Vihayopagata Uparudho Bhujangama Yadatam Evanu Puri Vishirna Prakritim Gata Purim Vihayopagata Uparudho Bhunjangama Yadatam Evanu Puri Vishirna Prakritim Gata Purim Vihayopagata Uparudho Bhujangama Yadatam Evanu Puri Vishirna Prakritim Gata. Purim Vihayogvagata Uparudho Bhunjangama Yadatam Evanu Puri Vishirna Prakritim Gata. Purim Vihayogvagata Vishirna Prakritim Gata Mataji Purim, the city. Vihaya, having given up. Upagata, gone out. Uparudha, arrested. Bhunjangama, the serpent. Yada, when. Tam, him. Eva, certainly. Anu, after. Puri, the city. Vishirna, scattered. Prakritim, matter. Gata, turned into. Translation purport by Srila Prabhupada. The serpent, who had already been arrested by the soldiers of Yavanaraj, and was out of the city, began to follow his master along with the others. As soon as they all left the city, It was immediately dismantled and smashed to dust. Please repeat. The serpent, who had already been arrested by the soldiers of Yavanaraj and was out of the city, began to follow his master along with the others. As soon as they all left the city, it was immediately dismantled and smashed to dust. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. When the living entity is arrested, all of his followers, namely the life air, the senses, the sense objects, immediately leave the lump of matter, the body. When the living entity and his companions leave, the body no longer works, but turns into basic material elements, earth, water, fire, air, and ether. When a city attacked by enemies is vacated by its inhabitants, the enemy immediately takes advantage of that city and bombards it to smash the whole thing to dust. When we say, dust thou art and unto dust thou shall return, we refer to the body. When a city is attacked and bombarded by enemies, the citizens generally leave and the city ceases to exist. It is a foolish person who engages in improving the condition of a city without caring for the citizens or the inhabitants. Similarly, a living entity who is not properly enlightened in spiritual knowledge simply takes care of the external body, not knowing that the spirit soul is the principal factor within the body. When one is advanced in spiritual knowledge, the spirit soul is saved from eternal transmigration. The Bhagavatam considers those who are attached to their bodies to be like cows and asses. Sa eva gokara. The cow is a very innocent animal, and the ass is a beast of burden. One who labors under the bodily conception simply works like an ass and does not know what is his real self-interest. It is therefore said, Yashatma buddhi kunape chidatuke sadhi kalatradishu bhoma ijya dihi yatkirta buddhi salile nakahichich janes abhigyeshu sa eva gokara, from Srimad Bhagavatam. A human being who identifies this body made of the three elements with his self, who considers the byproducts of the body to be his kinsmen, who considers the land of birth to be worshipable, and who goes to a place of pilgrimage simply to take a bath rather than meet men of transcendental knowledge, they are to be considered like an ass or a cow. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.84.13. Human civilization devoid of Krishna consciousness is simply a civilization of lower animals. Sometimes such a civilization may study the dead body and consider the brain or the heart. However, no part of the body is as important unless the spirit soul is present. No part of the body is important unless the spirit soul is present. In a modern civilization of cows and asses, scientists try to search out some value in the brain or the heart of a dead man. Om Jnana Tamarandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chakshon Miltam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishnaya Bhutale Srimati Gaura Govinda Swaminiti Namine. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishnaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nevishesha Shunyavadi Prasthita Adeshatarne. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasudhi Sri Gaurabhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Purim Bihayo Bhagata Uparudho Bhujangama Yadatam Eva Nupuri Vishirna Prakritim Gata. Translation again. The serpent, who had already been arrested by the soldiers of Yavanaraj and was out of the city, began to follow his master along with the others. As soon as they all left the city, it was immediately dismantled and smashed to dust. So Srila Prabhupada is explaining in the purport, and the story is that the soul, when it leaves the body, and then the life air, the senses, sense objects, that also leaves the body. And then the only thing left there is a lump of dead material matter, which is earth, water, fire, air, ether. So Prabhupada, when he went to Russia, he spoke to Professor Katovsky, and he was discussing all of the different subject matters that they had there in the university, geology and all different sciences, biology and even sociology and philosophy, all of these things there. But Srila Prabhupada asked, where is that subject matter that discusses the difference between a dead body and an alive body? So if you're just studying dead matter, earth, water, fire, air, and ether, even mind, intelligence, false ego, a subtle material body, that is only part of the knowledge. The knowledge is incomplete. Krishna explains, one who has real knowledge, he understands what is the soul, and what is the super soul, and what is the material energy, and how they're all interrelated with each other. This is one who is fixed in real knowledge. And it says, why should it be important to know the soul or to understand what is the engagement or the occupation of the soul? And Prabhupada explains that that transcendental knowledge assures one to be freed from the cycle of birth and death. That's why it's significant. That's why it's important. That's why it's the most important thing to be studied. And yet all the universities and colleges around the world, mostly, except in Vaishnav College, obviously, they're not studying what is the soul, what is the supreme soul, what is the purpose of the soul, or the occupation of the soul, what is that Sanatana Dharma. This topic is not really coming up. So their knowledge is very, very limited to this three-dimensional position here in the material world. Prabhupada says in the purport, when one is advanced in spiritual knowledge, the spirit soul is then saved from eternal transmigration. So that is the significance. Now Prabhupada says it's not enough just to know that you're not the body. So just to have a theoretical understanding that we're not the body is also not sufficient. Prabhupada says one must come to the platform of the soul. One must be fixed in the original swarup of the soul, which means Krishna Nityadas. One must be fixed in eternal devotional service. Then that is the difference between jnana and vijnanam, or knowledge and realized knowledge. So we want to go from a theoretical or intellectual or scholastic understanding of the soul. We want to go to a practical, realized platform of the soul and be fixed in that original swarup. That means that the soul, which is covered by these gross material elements, gross and subtle material body, all of this has to be completely purified through the process of bhakti. And it's explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam that as we perform devotional service, then gradually by hearing and chanting about Krishna and worshipping and serving Krishna, then this subtle body, this big false ego and all of this bodily conception, gross and subtle conception, gradually will become, Prabhupada uses the word, what is it? Dissolved or purified. So gradually it will leave us, it will go away from us. So this is really a discussion about understanding what is real knowledge, and Krishna and Prabhupada speak about what is real knowledge, is to understand practically the soul, to understand the super soul, the Paramatma, Chetu Guru, and how the body, how the soul and the super soul is present there within the heart, within this material body, and to understand how the soul is encased there in this body, in this temporary material world. So it's explained that one who can understand that practically, then he is a man of real knowledge. In the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, 13th chapter, this is explained. Krishna is talking that what is material world, what is the soul. So we have the external energy, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, false ego. Then Krishna says beyond that is the superior energy, which is the spirit soul. And then Krishna says in 13:27 that, O chief of the Bharatas, know that whatever you see in existence, both the moving and the non-moving, is only a combination of the field of activities and the knower of the field. So knowing the soul, the super soul, and then the field, which is material world. Then Krishna says, one who sees the super soul accompanying the individual soul in all bodies, these are Krishna's words. So one who sees the super soul accompanying the individual soul in all bodies, and who understands that neither the soul nor the super soul within the destructible body is ever destroyed, he actually sees. So one who can see the soul, the super soul, and how the soul, super soul are eternal, transcendentally situated, that's Swarup Shakti, internal energy of the Lord, and then can see the difference of how that eternal soul and the super soul is present within this temporary material body. One who can practically realize that, Krishna says, he actually can see. We say, we're very proud of our knowledge, our intelligence. We think we're very intelligent. Yes, I can see. Who are you to say I cannot see? What you can see? Isn't it? You're challenging saying I cannot see? But this is an individual thing that we have to ask ourselves as we're developing in our spiritual life. How much practically are we realizing our soul? How much practically are we realizing and hearing the Supreme Soul, or hearing Krishna, Super Soul? How much are we surrendering to that hearing process? How much are we serving with quality? Then we can determine within ourselves whether we're truly seeing or not seeing. Whether we have a theoretical understanding or whether we have a practical, realized understanding, whether it's jnan or vijnan. So this is, Prabhupada says, every soul, every devotee should be very introspective. We should not automatically assume that we've already understood everything and that we've already seen everything. What does it mean to be self-realized? Means to realize the self, means realizing the soul. Now Prabhupada talks about realizing the soul at the end, when Krishna is speaking about the soul in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Then Srila Prabhupada says in the 29th purport something very interesting. He says here, the easiest process for understanding the subject matter of the self. So what is that process of understanding the self or the soul? Prabhupada says, The easiest process to understand that is to accept the statements of the Bhagavad Gita spoken by the greatest authority, Lord Krishna, without being deviated by other theories. But it also requires a great deal of penance and sacrifice, either in this lifetime or in the previous ones, before one is able to accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna can, however, be known as such by the causeless mercy of the pure devotee and by no other way. So if one does heaps and heaps of pious activity life after life, here Prabhupada says great penance and sacrifice, and is able to purify his existence by that activity, then one is very, very simple, very simple-hearted, very pure, very innocent, due to that bhakti, due to that pious activity, due to that penance and sacrifice. Then because of that type of purity, one will be able to hear Krishna directly, internally, as Paramatma Chetaguru Antayami, and also when Krishna speaks in Bhagavad Gita, when we hear Krishna's explanation or description of the soul and the position of the soul, understanding of the soul, then if we're very simple, very, very innocent, very pure-hearted, then immediately we'll be able to understand it. We'll be able, by the mercy of Krishna, he will enlighten us from within. And Krishna says, Tesham eva nukampartam, that to show special mercy to my devotees, then I, dwelling in their heart as the Paramatma, as Chetaguru, I destroy the tama. I destroy the ignorance. And I give them transcendental knowledge whereby they can realize the soul and the Supreme Soul and that Sanatan Dharma. So that awakening and that mercy ultimately is coming from Krishna. And it's special mercy. And Prabhupada is also referring to the causeless mercy of the pure devotee, of Shuddha Bhakta, who is fixed in that realization of the soul and the Supreme Soul and the Sanatan Dhamma. And so by that mercy, by that association, by hearing and that association also, we can purify our existence and we can begin to understand practically what is the soul. Who are we as the soul? Now, Prabhupada many times would talk on this topic and this point, and we intellectually or theoretically say, well, we already understand that. We've already read the Bhagavad Gita. Now we need some rasa tattva. We need some other higher thing. But the real question is, how much have we practically realized the instructions of Krishna within the Bhagavad Gita? That's an interesting question. How much are we free from a bodily conception of life? How much has our false egos become purified or disintegrated or destroyed due to intense devotion or the practice of bhakti? How much have we realized that we are eternal servants of Krishna? And how much are we fixed in our devotional service in the course of the day? We're thinking that we are surrendered to Krishna, isn't it? But what is the quality of our surrender? It is explained that our surrender on a lower platform is partial surrender. So we're sometimes surrendering to Krishna, isn't it? But not always surrendering to Krishna, because we're still influenced by this bodily conception, material attachment, material desires, false ego. All of these coverings are still there. So therefore our surrender is very partial surrender. Sometimes we can surrender, and sometimes, and in many cases, most of the time, we're not surrendering. We're listening to our stupid minds. Instead of being Krishna Das or Guru Das, we're acting as Maya Das. Isn't it? We're listening to the stupid mind, mental speculation, so many Mayas playing there, putting so many material desires, so many other thoughts are there besides the thoughts of Shuddha Bhakti or pure bhakti. So that is all the influence of Maya, and mostly we're influenced by that, we're listening to that. And Prabhupada says, if you're not hearing Krishna, you're not chanting Hare Krishna, then you're hearing Maya. So how much in the course of the day are we hearing about Krishna and speaking about Krishna and serving Krishna? So therefore our surrender is very partial surrender. And even if we are surrendering, it's very conditional surrender. We're putting some conditions onto Krishna. Yes, Krishna, I'll serve you, I'll surrender to you, but everything in my life must go very nicely. You must take care of my family, my health. I should have no worry for eating, sleeping, mating, or defending. And when all of that is nicely arranged by the mercy of Krishna, then we can surrender. As soon as something goes wrong, or something doesn't go according to our plan, then we think, oh, I don't know if I want to surrender. I don't know if I like the surrendering process. So we're putting also some condition on our surrender. And also we can be very sentimental, very superficial. Yes, everything belongs to Guru and Krishna. Sometimes we talk amongst the devotees, yes, yes, everything belongs to Guru and Krishna. And then we go busy ourselves in the course of the day acting like everything belongs to us. Isn't it? So we're just externally saying, yes, everything belongs to Guru and Krishna. And we're very conditional in our surrender. We're very partial in our surrender. So we're not really surrendering with the type of quality that is required. Krishna says, if you surrender unto me, then you'll get out of Maya. So we're not getting out of Maya. We're still influenced by Maya. Maya's still whispering in our ear, and we're still hearing it. We're still listening to it. So therefore, we have a problem with our surrender, with the quality of our surrender. And ultimately, Krishna's the judge. Nobody is the judge of each other. That is between us, Guru and Krishna. We're not the judge and the jury. Krishna will say, we cannot cheat Krishna. So one who sincerely wants Krishna, who wants to really surrender to Krishna, does not want to be Maya Das anymore, doesn't want to listen to the influence of Maya, wants to truly get out of Maya, then they'll sincerely look for this real surrender. The cry of the soul. This is the cry of the soul that Krishna is waiting for every one of us to offer to Him, that I no longer want to be Maya Das. I have simply been cheated and cheated and cheated. I don't want to be cheated anymore. Neither I want to cheat. Now I want to fully dedicate my life. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, that prayer says, from this day on, I want to be yours. And when Krishna hears that prayer, that cry of the soul, then Krishna can understand, yes, this soul has understood. This soul has finally come to me and is ready to completely surrender unto me. Then it says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, then Krishna says, then I take a vow how I will protect that devotee, how I will bring that devotee to me. And that is the special mercy of Krishna. That mercy, the first mercy Prabhupada explains, is to get the mercy of Krishna. And how to get the mercy of Krishna, Prabhupada says, is by your sincere and your serious cry from your soul to Krishna. Prabhupada says, when you chant Hare Krishna, like a baby crying for mother, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Prabhupada talks about the quality of our crying, the quality of our chanting, the quality of our prayer, that is required. And Queen Kunti, she explains, those who are very proud of their knowledge and their education, they're proud of their birth, they're proud of their family, they're proud of their money, they have all of this opulence in different forms, they cannot sincerely, Prabhupada says, they cannot sincerely cry from their soul, feelingly, to convince Krishna. And that way we are cheated by Maya. So therefore, she says, I don't want all of these things. These things are impediment in spiritual life. So this is the real prayer cry of real devotee, that we don't want any other impediments. This soul crying to Krishna, like Prabhupada says, as a baby crying for mother or father, this is the quality of the chanting that is required to receive the sympathy and the mercy and the compassion of the Lord. And that first mercy ultimately comes from Krishna. And by that mercy of Krishna, to show special mercy, Krishna says, I will give you intelligence. Krishna, he is the purest of the pure. If we come in contact with Krishna, we chant Hare Krishna, we sincerely pray to Krishna, then Krishna, he can purify all of this contamination, all of this ignorance, all of this foolishness, all of these coverings. In one moment, Krishna can purify that soul. We're trying to do on our own steam, by our own effort, by our own intelligence. We're not depending on Krishna. Krishna says, in all of your activities, depend on me. Work under my protection. Be fully conscious of me. By my mercy, by my grace, you will cross over all of the obstacles of material life, conditioned life. By my mercy, by my grace. But Krishna says, if because of your false ego, you're not listening to me, you don't listen to me, then you're lost, you'll be lost. So how many of us are listening to Krishna? Prabhupada said 99.9% of the people, all they're listening to is their own stupid minds. All they know is their own mind and their own body. They don't know the soul. They don't know the super soul. They're not fixed in that swarup. They're not fixed in vijnanam as eternal servant of Krishna. It's just theoretical, philosophical understanding, maybe. So this is not sufficient. We should not be satisfied with that. It will also not be effective. So as devotees, we should strive to go much, much deeper than that. And this is the question of our sincerity and our seriousness in our bhakti. And ultimately, Krishna is the judge, and our spiritual master is the judge of that. Krishna is in the heart of every living entity. And Krishna says, he can understand what is our desire, what are our thoughts. What is it, Krishna? Situated within the heart, savasya chaham hridi sannivishtam atha smritya jnanam aponam cha. Krishna says, I'm in the heart of every living entity. From me comes knowledge, remembrance, intelligence, and forgetfulness. And Prabhupada says, if you want to remember Krishna, if you sincerely want Krishna, Krishna will give you intelligence from inside and outside how to come to Him. Even Krishna says, to those who render loving devotional service to me, the dami buddhi yogam tam, I give them transcendental intelligence how they can come to me. And Prabhupada says, and if you want to forget Krishna, Krishna will make you forget Him. He will make you forget. He will cover you. This maya will come and cover your consciousness, cover your soul. You'll forget who we really are. That is up to us. That is up to our sincerity, our seriousness, whether we want Krishna, whether we want to remember Him and serve Him, or whether we want to forget Him. And Krishna knows. So when we convince Krishna, sometimes when we talk to the devotees, we say, look, we have only one person to convince, and that's Krishna. Of course, we have to be convinced, but we have to also convince Krishna. And Krishna is the ultimate judge. Now, if Krishna sees, yes, this soul is finally crying for me, and my Gurudev used to say, not one time crying. Not that, oh yes, I remember in 1986, I remember when I first came to temple, I made one cry. Constantly. Constantly crying. Not externally. Not putting chili in your eye. Putting chili. Not like that. Not the crocodile tears. Crocodile tears. Sometimes crocodile look like he has tears. Huh? Not that kind of tear. The crying, prophet says, of your soul. The crying of your soul. We are not crying from the soul. Because we're too caught up in the mind, too caught up with the false ego, too distracted by the material energy. So the crying of the soul that is required, then Krishna will shower mercy. Why is this important in this purport? You might ask that question. Because this is talking about realizing the soul and realizing the difference practically between the soul and the body. And realizing, huh? Prabhupada says in this purport in the 13th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Yes. Prabhupada says, anyone who by good association can see three things combined together, the body, the proprietor of the body, or the individual soul, and the friend of the individual soul, is a Paramatma, Chetaguru. Prabhupada said, he is actually in knowledge. So we all want to say, I have knowledge, I know so many things, and we want to project that on everybody else. Isn't it how intelligent we are? How great we are? How much we know in spiritual life? Isn't it? But Krishna and Krishna's dearest devotee, Srila Prabhupada, is explaining here, who is actually one who can see? Who is actually that person who has bhakti vijnanam, who has realized knowledge, who can practically see the soul, practically see and hear the super soul, and surrender to Krishna, and engage in practical devotional service, and understand how everything that we see is an emanation of Krishna's energies, and how Krishna is using those energies. What is the purpose of those energies? That is one who is actually in knowledge. So we have to ask ourselves, is my knowledge, is it practically realized? Have I purified this false ego? Have I got freed from this bodily conception of life? Am I free from the material desires and material attachments? Prabhupada says, unless you are purified, unless you're in pure consciousness, you cannot hear Krishna within your heart. And Prabhupada says, ultimately, every one of us is meant to take dictation from Krishna from within his own heart. But to take dictation from Krishna within our own heart requires so much simplicity and purity and innocence by the execution of very, very staunch devotional service. Great sacrifice and penance, Prabhupada says, in this life and in previous life. Now Krishna is in our heart. He's trying to talk to us. He's trying to dictate to us, you're my servant, you should do like this. We're not hearing because of false ego. We're acting whimsically, independently. But somehow, by some good chance or some good association, we may develop spiritual desire. No, I want to hear you, Krishna. I want to surrender to you, but I cannot properly hear you. And Krishna knows. I'm trying to tell him, I'm the Suridam Savabhutanam, I'm the well-wishing friend of this soul, I'm within the heart right next to him, but he can't hear me. So Krishna, Prabhupada says, the first mercy of Krishna is that he makes an arrangement to meet the bona fide spiritual master. Tattvadashina, one who practically can realize the soul and the super soul and the material energy, material nature. Not theoretically, but practically. Theoretical knowledge will not be effective. It must be practically realized. Prabhupada says, unless one has the association of a real knower of spiritual subjects. What does a real knower of spiritual subjects mean? means one who's practically realized it. Vijnanam. Unless one has that kind of association, one cannot see these three things. So without getting mercy of Krishna and having him send a tattva-dashina, one who can practically realize and see these things, Prabhupada says here, one cannot then see your soul. You cannot see your soul. You cannot see or hear the super soul. You cannot practically realize these things. Prabhupada says, those who do not have such association of a real knower of subject, of spiritual subject matter, they're ignorant. Prabhupada says they're in ignorance, tama, avidya. They're covered by maya. They simply see their body, and they think that when the body is destroyed, everything is finished. But actually, that is not so. So, in this 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is speaking about how persons gradually can come to understand the soul and the super soul within their body. Krishna says that one who understands this philosophy concerning the material nature, the living entity, and the interaction of the modes of material nature, one who knows these things, one who can come to understand these things, he is sure to attain liberation. That is why it is important to practically realize it. Because without realizing it, we cannot become truly liberated. Krishna says he will not take his birth here again if he can understand it. And the purport, Srila Prabhupada says, clear understanding of the material nature, the super soul, and the individual soul, and their interrelation. Clear understanding of the soul, the super soul, and the material nature, and how they're interrelated, makes one eligible to become liberated, and to turn to the spiritual atmosphere without being forced to return back to this material nature. That's why this subject matter is imperative. It's essential. And just having a theoretical or an academic understanding of it is also not sufficient. This will not purify the consciousness. This will not put us on the platform of pure consciousness or Brahman consciousness. And therefore we'll not be able to be ultimately free from cycle of birth and death. Prabhupada continues, he says, by his personal endeavor in association with the authorities, so one has to endeavor. God helps those who help themselves. So we have to do something. So in our endeavor, what is it? By his personal endeavor in association with authorities, saintly persons, and the spiritual master, Guru Sadhu Shastra, he has to understand his position and revert himself to spiritual consciousness or Krishna consciousness by understanding Bhagavad Gita as it is explained by Krishna, personality of Godhead. Then it is certain that with that realization, he will never again have to come back into this material world. He will be transferred to the spiritual world for a blissful eternal life of knowledge. Now Krishna says, now some people, they try to realize the super soul or perceive that super soul within themselves by meditation. So sometimes someone may, by their own intelligence or their own philosophical speculation or meditation, they may try to realize the soul or the super soul within their own body. Others, Krishna says, they cultivate knowledge. They're trying to cultivate knowledge. And still others, through working without fruit of results. So they're trying to manually or personally do it on their by their own effort. Of course, if they're sincere, if we are sincere and serious, Krishna will help us. Gradually, Krishna will help us. But then Krishna says, again, there are those, although they're not conversant in spiritual knowledge, they begin to worship the Supreme Person upon hearing about Him from others. So they don't know about spiritual knowledge. They have no real spiritual qualification, but they hear about Krishna from Shuddha Bhakta, Premi Bhakta, and because of that hearing process, then they begin to chant Hare Krishna, they begin to worship Krishna. And Krishna says in this verse in Bhagavad Gita, because of their tendency to hear from authorities, they also transcend the path of birth and death. So this is a great solace and a great hope for us. We may not be great philosophers or mental speculators or scholars. We may not have such great spiritual background or experience, especially in the Kali Yuga, because it said, Kalau Shudra Sambhava, that everyone in the Kali Yuga is in degraded position, isn't it? Even we think we're great, but still, Shastra says, it's degraded age and we are degraded, more or less. Prabhupada says, we're all demons, more or less. So you're either a big demon or a smaller demon or this kind of demon. But still, where some demon is there. Otherwise, what are we doing in the material body? What are we doing in this material world? That means we had some demoniac desire to enjoy separate from Krishna. Unless, of course, you're Nitya Siddha, Mahabhagavata, they're also coming. But they're coming for a totally different purpose, isn't it? So we cannot claim to be like that. So we're degraded position. So here Krishna says, if you develop a desire to associate, and Prabhupada says to associate with sadhu, Vaishnavas, sadhu guru Vaishnavas, means to hear from them. If you hear from them, because of this tendency to want to hear from these spiritual authorities, Krishna says, they also transcend this path of birth and death, simply by the hearing process. Association and hearing from Sadhu Guru Vaishnava. In the purport, Prabhupada nicely explains this point. You have some patience with me? Yeah, you're following me? You're praying for me? You're helping me? My brother? All right. Actually, I'm trying to purify myself. I'm trying to serve Guru and Krishna. This is process. Now, in this purport, I'm not going to read the whole purport. Don't worry. Just try to hear some nice points Prabhupada's bringing here. Because if we don't have any other big qualification, this is our last chance. This is our last good hope and chance for spiritual life. In the purport, Prabhupada said, this verse that Krishna is speaking is particularly applicable to the modern society. Because in modern society, there is practically no education in spiritual matters. Prabhupada in this purport today, he's talking of the big scientists, the big scholars. What are they doing? They're simply studying a lump of dead material matter in the form of the heart of the mind or the brain. Big scholars. They're not studying what is the soul. Unless they're devotee, they may study what is the soul. But mostly, they're just using their three-dimensional instruments and studying the heart and studying the brain. So practically, Prabhupada says, there is no education in spiritual matters. Some of the people, they may appear to be atheistic or agnostic or philosophical. They may appear to be philosophical, but actually, there is no knowledge of philosophy. No knowledge of philosophy. Because what is real philosophy? It means you know the soul, you know the super soul, you know material energy, and you know the interrelation. Krishna, Prabhupada just established that point, right? So really there's no knowledge of the philosophy, Prabhupada says. As for the common man, if he is a good soul, then there is a chance for his advancement by hearing. If he's a good soul, another place Prabhupada talks about, if he's innocent, He has some innocence. He might be ignorant. He may not know anything about spiritual life, but if he's innocent, if he's simple-hearted, then with the right association, hearing in the right association, he can understand everything. Therefore, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, simplicity is Vaishnavism. Prabhupada says, those who are very simple, they can easily understand it. It's simple for the simple-hearted. I remember there was one story where the devotees were saying to Prabhupada how they were trying to speak the Bhagavatam to some big scholars, and the big scholars were rejecting, saying, oh, Bhagavatam is saying so many fantastic things. We have scientific brain, scientific mind, how we can accept it? And Prabhupada was saying, why are you bothering with them? How will they understand the Srimad Bhagavatam? They're very proud of their intelligence, they're very proud of their scholarship. In spiritual life, that's actually a disqualification. So Prabhupada, and devotees kept pressing Prabhupada, yeah, but maybe we should change certain things and how we're presenting it in the universities so that these scholars can nicely digest it, these scientists can nicely take it. And Prabhupada was adamant. He said, no. You go find some souls who are innocent. Find those sincere, simple, innocent people. Speak Srimad Bhagavatam to them. Because they have a simple heart, an innocent heart, as soon as they hear Krishna's words from Sadhu Guru, Vaishnava, immediately they'll accept it. Immediately. Srila Prabhupada, when he came to the United States, he understands everyone's in material consciousness. Prabhupada says they're steeped in the modes of material nature. How will it be possible for me to convince them of this philosophy? And what was Srila Prabhupada's secret? Was he just sat down in Tompkins Square Park with a pair of cocktails and said, let me just chant the holy name and purify their consciousness by the potency of the Lord's holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And Prabhupada stuffed them with prasadam. Prabhupada said, up to here. Huh? Prabhupada, every day, devotees were saying, there's 10 devotees in the beginning with Srila Prabhupada, and each one of them were eating 10 chapatis. Huh? Prabhupada's cooking himself with his own hands. Isn't it? They don't even know that we should help this saintly person. They don't know. They're just sitting, oh, the Swami, he's cooking for us. And here's Prabhupada making 10 chapatis for 10 people means 100 chapatis twice a day. Anyone who makes chapatis, you know it's time-consuming effort, isn't it? So what does Prabhupada do? He has such faith in the holy name. He has such faith in prasadam. He just said, okay, I'll chant Hare Krishna and I'll feed them this Jagannath Krishna prasad. In this way, they'll get purified. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that just by prasadam alone, you can purify the whole world. So in this way, purify their consciousness, then speak some philosophy to them. Then explain what is this philosophy. So Prabhupada says, if he's a common man, if he's a good soul, then there's a chance of his advancement by hearing. Now Prabhupada says, this hearing process is very... Oh, I'm sorry, I'm going a little late. Can you give me like 5 more minutes? You won't kill me? Can I just tell this last thing Prabhupada says? Are you hungry? Can I 5 more minutes? No problem? All right. Because this is really important. This will be my last point, I promise you. All right? Prabhupada said, this hearing process is very, very important. Lord Chaitanya, who preached Krishna consciousness in this modern world, so Mahaprabhu, he came, Yuga Avatar, he came in this Kali Yuga. Prabhupada says, he gave great stress to hearing.
Because if the common man, if he simply hears from authorities, spiritual authorities, Guru Sadhu Shastra, then he can nicely progress. Especially, according to Lord Chaitanya, if he hears the transcendental vibration of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It is stated, therefore, that all men should take advantage of hearing from realized souls. All men should take advantage of hearing from realized souls and gradually become able then to understand everything. The worship of the Supreme Lord will then undoubtedly take place. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, in this age, in this Kali, no one needs to change his position. But one should give up the endeavor to understand the absolute truth by speculative reasoning. We cannot understand the absolute truth, the soul, the super soul, material nature, and interrelation by speculation. One must give up this endeavor to understand the absolute truth by speculative reasoning. Instead, Prabhupada says one should learn how to become the servant of those who are in knowledge of the Supreme Lord. Rather than you trying to figure it out, rather we should think, how can I serve someone who has already figured it out? How can I get his mercy? If one is fortunate enough to take shelter of a pure devotee, if one is fortunate enough to take shelter of Shuddha Bhakta, Premi Bhakta, and hear from him about self-realization, and then follow in his footsteps, one will be gradually elevated to the position of a pure devotee. This is the sum and substance. If we simply, by the mercy of Krishna, get the association of pure devotee, Premi Bhakta, if we convince Krishna that we want him, by the mercy of Krishna, one gets a guru, real guru, Satguru. And by the mercy of Satguru, one then gets Krishna. This is process. So we have to convince Krishna. If we convince Krishna, he'll give us Sadhu Guru Vaishnav Sangha. Then if we nicely serve the Sadhu Guru Vaishnava, and what is that service? What is that first service? Shravanam. What did Prabhupada say? Just sit and hear me chant Hare Krishna. I'll speak Bhagavatam, you try to hear what I'm saying. So the first service is to hear from Prabhupada, is to hear from Sadhu Guru, and purify your existence. This is first service. Prabhupada says if one is fortunate by the grace of Krishna, fortunate enough to take shelter of a pure devotee and hears from him about this self-realization and then tries his best to follow in his footsteps, one will be gradually elevated to the position of a pure devotee. If we, by that process, if we follow Prabhupada's instruction, we become purified, then we can realize the soul, then we can realize the super soul, then we can realize what is here, what is going on, why is it going on, how is it all working together. Nicely we'll understand it. Why do we say Om Jnana Tamarandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Jena Tasma Shri Guruve Nama? I'm ignorant fool. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, committing so much sinful activity in hell, going to hell by the mercy of my spiritual master, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, by the mercy of his dear devotees, disciples. By their mercy, they gave us shelter, they gave us a place, and they said, you just simply sit and try your best to hear it. Hear the holy name, hear Srimad Bhagavatam, take this Krishna Prasadam, purify yourself, purify your existence, give up this sinful activity. Give up all of this sinful reaction, what is causing you so much suffering in your life. Become peaceful, become happy. Prabhupada says, chant and be happy. Chant and be happy. Happy means platform of the soul, Satchitananda. There's a real happiness. We're not on the platform of the soul. We have a theoretical understanding of it. That means we're doing something wrong. We need to progress further. We should not be satisfied with a theoretical understanding. Yes, we're not this body. Yes, everything belongs to Guru and Krishna. Yes, I'm surrendered to Krishna. Isn't it? Yes, I am knowing. I know everything. What do we know? What have we actually realized? That's the question that we can maybe think about today. So anyway, I'd like to speak with you for hours and hours and hours, honestly. But I know that there's a time limit, and I went way beyond it. And I thank you very much for your patience, and I hope I get another chance to associate with you and to discuss such important subject matter. So thank you very much. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Samaveda Bhakta Brinda Ki, Gopimadande!
Hare Krishna. Samaveda Bhakta Brinda Ki,
Mahaprasada Ki,
Hare Krishna.